Sister Amy Ryan back from sunny South Florida with a testimony of healing she's going to share with
us. Yeah. So yesterday I was at work. We had a little thing going on at work, and there was one of the gals at work who is, I would say, maybe has said the sinner's prayer before, but wouldn't really call her like walking with the Lord. But she kind of had a traumatic surgery a couple weeks ago that was emergency surgery. And you could just feel the kind of heaviness from that, you know, that post-surgery, like, why did that happen? It was like a burst cyst, and so she just was bleeding profusely, so they did emergency surgery. And anyway, so she, yesterday at work, you could just tell, like, this heaviness sitting on her, like, she just had kind of a broken heart from that. And Kyle was there with me, and before we left for the day, I said, can we just pray for you? And she said, sure. So we prayed for her, and you could just see that thing lift. Like, I could tell, it was like the Lord just healed her heart. She had just a smile on her face after that, like, that pain was gone. You know, that pain that's in your heart that you just can't get rid of. And she was like, thank you for praying for me. And then all of a sudden, just talking and everything. So I was just like, wow, Lord, you're so good. You just had that strategic thing picked out for her of healing of her heart. So after that, I leave work, and I needed to pick up something from the dry cleaner, which is like next door to where I work. And so I go into the dry cleaner, and I'm like kind of the third in line, and I'm just waiting there. And I notice that the lady behind the counter is like, she's completely bent over like this. And when she walks, it looks like she should be on her deathbed. She just looks awful. And every step, I'm like, why are you at work? She's walking like this. And then she gets the thing and she comes back. And so the people in line in front of me are saying, what happened to you? Why are you like this? And she said, oh, I have my sciatic nerve is acting up, and I've tried taking every medicine and nothing helps. And, you know, you're like, why are you even here? You should be in bed. So anyway, as I'm standing there, I just can sense that the Lord is saying, like, there's a shift. Yeah. I want to heal. And we kind of experienced a time a couple years ago of a lot of healing. Like, everywhere we would go, it was like the Lord set up a situation for somebody to be healed. And people were just getting healed left and right. And then as soon as basically COVID hit, it was like it shut down. And it was like you, first of all, you didn't see people as much, but even once you started seeing people more, seemed like there was not the opportunity, or it was just like not the setup from the Lord like there was before to heal. Or even you'd pray for people and they really wouldn't get healed. And you're like, okay, well, I don't know, Lord, I trust you, but they didn't get healed. Well, yesterday, as I'm standing there and I'm looking at this lady, I'm like, and I just sense the Lord say, there's a shift, I'm healing. And I'm thinking back to how we just prayed for my coworker who was just instantly like, my heart is healed, I feel wonderful. And I felt like the Lord's like, I want to heal body and soul, you know, I want to do it all. And so I'm standing there, I'm like, this is the most perfect setup, because I'm the last one in line. The person in front of me leaves, no one else is there. And so I asked the lady, can I just pray for you? And she said, okay, I guess you can. And so I say, how long has it been hurting and what's your name? She says, well, it's been 3 days of just excruciating pain. And she said, my name's Lisa. So I'm just like, in the past when I've like tried to pray for healing, I kind of want to pump people up with faith. Like, we've seen people get healed and you can get healed. The Lord's the healer, blah, blah, blah. And I just felt like none of that. I was just like, Jesus, if you want to heal her, you're going to heal her. And so I say, can I hold your hand? And I'm just like, Lord, thank you for Lisa. Thank you that you made her and that you love her and you died for her and you want to heal her. And we just speak to this pain and tell it to leave. And so that was the end. In Jesus' name. And so I said, can you walk around just a little bit? And she starts to walk. And as soon as she gets done praying, she just walks upright. She's not bent over. And then she goes, that's weird. And I'm like, what's weird? And she's like, I said, do you not have pain? She's like, hold on. She's like, I couldn't put any pressure on that leg before. She's like, there's no pain. And she's like, okay, that's weird. She's really freaked out. Then she turns away. She's just walking around. That's weird. And then she's like, I said, that's Jesus. He loves you.
Yeah.
And I said, when you think about this moment, think about the Lord, the God of the universe. He loves you and he cares about you. And she said, she's like, I hope it doesn't go away. I said, it won't. You just trust him. And she says, thank you. Okay. And she just keeps, well, this is weird. And I just walked out. I said, have a good day. Anyway, I could just tell that there was this shift that the Lord was like, okay, now it's time.
Yes.
It's time. There's a new thing. I really felt like it was an evangelistic thing because both times were people who don't know the Lord, who don't have a relationship with him.
Yeah.
And so I feel like, I'm like, oh, Lord,
after
all this hardship that we've been through and these hard things that you've just torn down the house, are you now rebuilding the house for your harvest?
Yeah. Amen. Come on. That's good stuff. Good.